The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
All right, coming up, James O'Keefe's going to join us. After he leaves at the bottom of the hour, I've got to get to all these coal clips, because there's five different clips. There's Hillary saying we're going to get rid of the coal miners and get rid of coal. Then she said she never said that. Then she said that, no, I mean we're going to save you. That's what my statement means. But then her policies and Obama's policies have been to, quote, bankrupt coal in this country. And it's really got the coal miners upset, and people are really clicking that Hillary is out to get the little person. I mean, there aren't harder working people that work in more danger than coal miners around the world, whether it's in Latin America, Europe, the United States, and now they can't even have their ancestral job that many of them have had in places like England, some families, for 300 years. They've been mining coal for almost 180 years in West Virginia and Kentucky. It's incredible. That's globalism. Stroke of the pen, your job's gone, and people go, I don't care, I'm not a coal miner. Well, guess what? Your energy prices just went up. So incredible. But let's go to some of these clips I mentioned earlier, some of the good stuff Trump's doing, and why he's got the establishment so scared of him. Trump's doubled down, coming out saying repeal Obamacare, it's a total disaster. I wish he'd go further and say it's been great for the big insurance companies, ripping everybody off who wrote it. That's how you destroy it. You kill the left cover. It's not free health care. It increases premiums. And then poor people that can still get charity care go, well, I got free care. They just call that Obamacare. Oh, man. Remember Obama said over and over again that it would be free and you could keep your doctor? I mean, the insurance companies wrote it. And I'm all for free market businesses and companies and stuff. But, man, insurance companies are as dirty as it gets internationally. You think they... Oh, by the way, though, it's the first 4 or 5 years they make a profit. Next year it goes up so much, though, and it's so uncompetitive, they're then allowed to selectively pull out of it. So really, Obamacare is like a 5-year screw job. That's how you decode it. But guess what? A lot of people aren't going to be able to opt out, though. The insurance companies can opt out of giving you coverage, but you can't opt out of getting it no matter how much it costs. I mean, boy, you talk about having your hands tied, written by the insiders. Baby, this is it. But let's go to the short clip of Trump vows to repeal the total disaster Obamacare on CNBC.
In terms of the Affordable Care Act and just health care in the country, another first 100 days issue, would you immediately try to...
Well, if you go back to when this was originally passed, I said, whoever... This was long before I thought about running for president. I said, 2016 and 2017, and particularly 17, is going to be a total disaster for our country because of the so-called Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And it is a disaster. And I've been saying it. I said, whoever's president's going to have a problem because the numbers are going to be staggering for not only for people and not only for insurance companies, for the country. I mean, look at the kind of numbers we're talking about for the country. And the fact is you have to repeal and replace Obamacare. The country cannot afford it. People cannot afford it. It's good for almost no one. And we have to repeal it, and we have to replace it, and we have to get it. We have to get better. Frankly, we have to get better than what we have right now, because what we have right now isn't working.
Sure.
Look at the premiums that people apply. Forget the insurance companies. The premiums are going up 25, 35, 45%, and sometimes more than that. And look at the deductible. Deductibles are going up to numbers that nobody can even believe. I mean, you have to almost die to be able to even use it. It's a horrible thing for the country. I hear for the insurance companies, and I certainly know for the people, because their numbers are going up so high and so rapidly. It is a total failure. It is a disaster.
except for the globalists. He said almost nobody. We're going to break. He said it's really bad for almost everyone. Oh, it's real good for the global insurance companies that the first year of it being implemented, global profits went up 47%.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is stuck in traffic. He should be in his office in the next 3-4 minutes. We'll punch him up on Skype and get him here on the broadcast. He shot the viral video last week, went up on Drudge and other major sites. Video, North Carolina officials enable reporters posing as tranny bathroom sexual predators. They come in and say, I like to get in bathrooms with women. I've got a fetish. It's sexual. And they say, listen, don't incriminate yourself. Stop talking. Go enjoy yourself, basically. And this is what this is all about. Obama's threatening North Carolina over, you know, saying that men use men's bathrooms, women use women's bathrooms, while they announced that Obamacare premiums are set to double again. While they announce that they're going to bring in record numbers of Muslims into the country with no vetting, and while they announce U.S. jobless claims rising, layoffs intensifying, we're all being distracted with this type of garbage. Meanwhile, the Daily Mail reports that they have, I guess, elected their first Muslim mayor of London. In fact, we'll put that headline up. It's on Drudge Report. .com. It's also on Infowars.com. And then meanwhile, women should not be allowed to travel more than 48 miles without a male chaperone, says British Muslim group. And they're pushing for that. Parts of London now 50% Islamic. Doubles in a decade. What will it be? Well, I guess 80% in a decade. Could be majority within 10 years. And the issue is the majority of Muslims now, the dominant Islam, is radical Islam that politically, culturally, economically, militarily, physically comes after you. First Muslim mayor of Londonston. Is it that just special? Labour set. So they're saying it's all done. He's so many 20-something points ahead. Labour, that's the Communist Party basically over there, is set to recapture London after bitter mayoral campaign. Reuters. Sekwit Khan, their candidate, was set today to become the first Muslim to be elected mayor of London, loosening the ruling conservatives' hold on Britain's financial center after a campaign marred by charges of anti-Semitism and extremism. Here's what I know. There isn't a Muslim country on earth that allows anyone of any other major religion to be in a major governmental position or elected other than Iraq and Saddam Hussein. He wanted Playboy on the store shelves, rock and roll on the radio, and women going to college. He was a former CIA operative put in by Eisenhower as an assassin, then installed later in 79, told to invade, told to attack Iran, told to go ahead and invade Kuwait, and set up. That's what he got, because they were getting rid of that old policy of trying to westernize the Middle East, and you said, no, we're not doing it. You're not going to have, and I'm not saying it's good to have Playboy on the store shelves, but it's people's rights if they want to. You know what I mean? But he's the opposite of head chopping Saudi Arabia, his archenemy. And he's deader than doornail now, dug out of his spider hole. The media calling Saddam a coward. You read about that guy's life? Far from a coward. Very interesting person. Very brutal to people that tried to kill Jews and Christians and non-radical Muslims. Very brutal to people that wanted to blow up women going to college. Saddam didn't like his daughters going around wearing hoods over their heads. Sorry, didn't like it. But I know mustaches are out, big beards are in, and that's what dominant Islam is now pushing. The Ba'ath Party wasn't perfect, but it tried to modernize the Middle East. That's why it was the big enemy of the globalists, and it has been basically taken out. Who else is Ba'ath? Assad. The only other country that where you could have Muslims and Christians living in peace, along with Jews, and now that's been destroyed basically. So that's who our government runs. That's who our government protects. And they bring them in, let them attack us. And I've been in London a lot. The Muslims are so arrogant and aggressive. You'll be videotaping Big Ben, and they'll run over and say, "You do not tape me, do you understand?" And you're like, "Hey, buddy. Free speech, I'll do what I want." And then they back off because they're so used to Brits. And I'm not knocking Brits. They used to be the toughest people in the world. They're so politically correct, they almost start urinating on themselves. Just because it's called, "You're brown, let me bow to you. Oh, just say a little chip." I mean, that's what this has turned to. So while we're busy trying to create special bathrooms and letting men into bathrooms, and colleges are, you know, shredding constitutions and banning them because they're so evil and racist, as James O'Keefe has documented, all over the world, we're bringing in people who fundamentally say your daughter shouldn't be able to leave home, shouldn't be able to drive a car, and we're going to enforce it, and your women belong to us, you dumb, weak Europeans. And the weird leftist, radical, La Raza feminists are always celebrating Islam and all this weird craziness. Now, the story is up on Infowars.com, and I'm just going to have the man himself introduce it. It's also obviously at ProjectVeritas.com, one of their latest coups, the folks that brought down Acorn and other vicious organizations. And there's shades of that where James O'Keefe walks in with a so-called hooker and he goes, "I got underage sex slaves I want to run." And they go, "Well, just cover it up. Good job. We'll help, you know, run this operation with you. That's what we do here in the Democratic Party." You went to facility after facility, just like they went around Texas and the Democrats went. the white Democrats to a person. We're going to have election fraud and take over and bring in Mexicans and overthrow the state, and we'll get the guns, don't worry. I mean, this is a crazed groups with what I call criminal energy, criminal intent. They're conquerors. It's all these weird radical Muslims, weirdo groups, pedophile groups, NAMBLA at the UN. They're taking over. So we've got a 3.5-minute video, but let's play just the short 1-minute-long boiled out of this and then have O'Keefe break it down for us and talk about election 2016, where he sees it all going and more. But here's part of that report.
I love the bathrooms for different reasons. I'm not one of the transgender people. I do it for the women.
I like being in the guy's bathroom. There's guys in there.
Yeah.
I like the high.
Was it turn on?
Yeah.
For better or worse, instead of a fetish.
Are you familiar with Snapchat? You know, I'll like take a snap in the bathroom. My friend's like, oh my God, you're so gross.
So I can be a little bit bad, and it sort of pushes the envelope.
So, you know, I mean,
there has been some Snapchats, but they self-destruct.
Mm. Well, they don't really self-destruct.
I hope they self-destruct.
Like, nope. You're taking Snapchats of women, you're alerting me to what we call sexual exploitation.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything more.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything more.
Say anything.
When people take, don't say it, it just wasn't.
All right, now, that audio may not transfer too good over AM, but it transfers pretty clear on FM and the Internet. But to go over it is James O'Keefe. The president's big issue now is North Carolina saying we're not going to have 6'5" men that self-identify as a 5-year-old girl, in the bathroom with your daughter. This is now the ultimate issue. The feds are threatening civil rights lawsuits, arrests. That's in the news today. While they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of people that say they want to put a beekeeper suit over your wife and daughter's head. I mean, this is crazy town. And then to watch these university officials kind of giggle and laugh about taking photos of people going to the bathroom, which is a whole liberal perv universe. This is all just a bunch of pervs, in my view, that want to get laws passed to be able to do whatever they want. This is what happens when civilization is about to collapse. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, do you agree with that statement, or what would you add to it?
I think it's Alex. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, the video shows these officials at these North Carolina state officials, because this is all happening in North Carolina, that the gender neutral bathrooms could actually be used as a cover for sexual predators. So we went straight to the heart of this whole controversy by sending in people undercover, posing as sexual predators, talking to these not just like low ranking officials. These are chancellors of universities, provosts, Title IX officials. So what we have here is the Title IX federal laws that require people to feel comfortable, require any federal program from receiving federal assistance. There's no discrimination on the basis of sex. There's no denial of feeling comfortable. But we just have these Title IX officials in conflict with the gender neutral bathrooms. They cannot coexist. So we exposed this by going in and saying, hey, we want to use these restrooms. Of course, we're posing as these predators. We want to use these female restrooms because it gets us turned on to use them and to take photographs in there. And they tell us, don't say anything more about it. Don't talk about it when they should be calling the police. One official actually encourages us to keep doing it creatively. And then, of course, there's the cover up of this. And we'll talk about that, too, because the video came out and then they went scrambling. So we're trying to get to the heart of the matter here, which is about that these gender neutral bathrooms have their positive characteristics, but it could be an enabler for sexual predators.
And by the way, I was out at dinner the other night and my daughters, who are 11 and 8, wanted me to go to the bathroom with them, which they hadn't done in years. And they pointed at the bathrooms, you know, walk with them because they could see them. And they could see that it said gender neutral. And here in Austin, they just done it. There wasn't a choice. And then I went, well, guys, that's okay. I think that's a single person bathroom. I went and looked. It wasn't. I mean, this is crazy town. What they've done.
Yeah, well, in the video, it's both, you know, enlightening, enraging, and funny in a dark way. Because in the video, you know, I was in there. I was actually doing this hidden camera work this time, and I said to the official, I said, "Well, there have been some Snapchat photographs that were taken in these women's bathrooms," and And she said, oh, really? And I said, well, they self-destruct, don't they? They disappear after a few minutes or after a few hours. And she said, well, they're on some server somewhere. And I said, I hope they self-destruct, because otherwise I'm going to get in trouble. And she says, well, don't say, she cover, you know, don't covers her ears. Don't tell me anything else. When the state laws and the federal laws says that that's exactly what she's supposed to do. But she doesn't want this incident to get in the way of a broader desire, which is to keep the status quo, keep these restrooms being used.
Sure, well, let's expand on that, though. This is about taking all of our other liberties, all of our other freedoms in this country, the private Federal Reserve, the banker bailouts, the NSA spying, the open borders, the lawlessness, and giving us these new little weird rights that never existed. It's a giant joke on us, but I didn't realize that this has become a huge issue in schools and culture. I hadn't talked to my daughters about this, and there I was suddenly in a normal supposed restaurant, and they've changed it now, and my children were concerned and scared. I mean, I'll say where I was. I was at a Cheesecake Factory, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's actually affecting me now. I can't believe it, and they're scared. They don't want to be in a bathroom with strange men. I get it. I don't really like. I was going to, you know, communal bathroom and go, oh, good, there's nobody in here, you know. I don't like being around other men, quite frankly, you know, with their pants off or whatever. I mean, I'll just be honest. Or women, for that matter, about it. It's not my wife or whatever. It's creepy. Whatever happened to privacy? In the old Soviet Union, they only took, you know, your wages away and made you work as a slave. You could at least go home and be a man, be a woman, have kids, and just be normal. What is happening here? These people are trying to conquer us. What's behind this, James O'Keefe?
Well, hell, that's a great question. You know, it's a broader question. I think I genuinely think that you're seeing the collision of two different competing philosophies. And one of those philosophies, like Title IX, which is a controversial program, it says that no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded in participation of or denied the benefits of or subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity. And these Title IX philosophies have become so pushed upon these universities and these organizations, and now you're seeing the conflict. Now you're seeing people want to do nefarious things, sneak into other restrooms, become predators, and they're not able to coexist. So, and we did it with Lucky Charms, trying to ban Lucky Charms because they're racist. We've done it with campus speech codes, with the campus being banned at Yale University. They banned the Halloween costumes. I mean, 10 years ago, this was irony. Now it's become reality.
And they fired the professors that spoke up and who were liberals and said we should allow costume parties.
We had a student at Yale University walk up to, this was on video, walk up to one of the deans and say, and she said to the dean, she says, your job is to create a safe space here. And the dean says, I don't agree with you. To his credit, he said, the job is the marketplace of ideas. And she screamed at him and she cursed at him and she said, then you should be fired. And eventually one of those people did resign. So you have everything's coming to a boiling point in this country, and there are competing philosophies, some of which are on the left competing with each other about safe spaces, about the ability to peep in restrooms. And we're just trying to expose it. We're trying to visualize it for people, and we're trying to acknowledge it. Now, Alex, after we did this report, we wanted to know what was happening afterwards. We called them for comment. This is the chancellor of UNC, and they submitted a police report. But the interesting thing about the police report is, guess what?
You're in it.
It was filed after the fact. And we know that it was filed after the fact, so they're trying to cover up their tracks, which is, you know, just another story.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't try to charge you and say that covering it's what's evil, but at least they're trying to act like they're doing the right thing. Well, what about the pro-life groups that clearly have been exposing some criminal activity? We now know about the body part sales. We now the women aren't being told. They're in the national service. They're getting arrested from California to Texas in SWAT team raids.
So David DeLeiden is the one that you're talking. He's a friend of mine. He's a colleague of mine, and he was actually he was raided. His home was raided 3 weeks ago by the California Attorney General's office while he was taking his trash out during lunchtime. I think they had a dozen. State Attorney General, this is Kamala Harris, who's running for Senate in California, who's currently the Attorney General of California, 12 state agents to raid. They took all of his video cameras. They took all of his equipment, and they want to try to prosecute this citizen journalist for exposing Planned Parenthood. It's all political. And just so that your audience knows, Veritas, my organization, does have an ongoing undercover investigation into the California Attorney General's office, because it's absolutely unconscionable that these agents are playing politics. Their job is to enforce law, not to retaliate against people for their journalists.
I agree. It's not just there. They had folks down in Houston pull an indictment of journalists. This is getting dangerous for the free press.
Yeah, Texas is perceived by like people in the Northeast to be a conservative place, but you guys have Travis County, you have Harris County, you have kangaroo courts, and you have people who do political things. And the only solution that I can see is for people like us, as I've said on your program many, many times, to it's not about pitchforks anymore. It's about video cameras.
I agree. And the answer is more people doing what you've done, what we do. I mean, I say get more people out of these Trump rallies to show how horrible these anti-free speech social justice warriors are. We're not trying to run a monopoly of this. You've written a book about it. You try to teach folks how to do it. We try to do it. We just want more citizen journalists out there because, James O'Keefe, I think it's fair to say we are starting to win. I think people are waking up all over the world, not just here. But the establishment is striking back trying to censor free speech.
Yes, and that is the fight that I fight is they're trying to say that if CBS News or NBC News shows up with a camera, they're not going to arrest you or detain you. They're not going to try to destroy you. But if we do that, they're going to try to censor us and discredit us. You asked about the election. I'd love to give you my thoughts about what's happening in 2016. You know, I read this book by Charles Murray called By the People, and I think he says it best that our government and country is in such an advanced state of sclerosis and that solutions are far beyond the reach of the electoral and legislative process. And maybe Trump will change things. Maybe this election, someone who gets in will change things. But I do think that the restoration of a great, lasting and moral society is not going to happen by getting people on the courts or even winning elections. The citizenry must create new counterweights. And those counterweights include the types of things that we're doing. You have to hold the people accountable at the local level. And if it's a UNC provost who's filing false police reports because their people were advising a sexual or a would-be sexual predator, whatever the case is, we have to create the counterweights. We can't put all of our faith in government or in the legislative process.
I totally agree. We shouldn't bet everything on Trump, but his populism and his popularity and the mainstream media throwing everything they've got against him and it backfiring is a good gauge and a bellwether of just how discredited these people are. I mean, the AP poll, 6% of Americans trust the mainstream media. That's stick a fork in it. It's done.
I will tell you that, you know, anyone who's saying that Trump can't beat Hillary, I mean, these people have been wrong about every single thing. They have lied, and in most cases, they have a fiduciary interest. They have a stake in the game. They have skin in the game.
Oh, Trump's going to destroy her because he's going to take the gloves off.
Right, but the people have been wrong, and you see in the articles come out now, and the Washington Post, Chris Salaza, come out and says, I've been wrong, and they're printing their mea culpas, but they've been wrong about every single thing. Do not believe them. Whatever advice they give you in the media about what's going to happen here, it's probably the exact opposite. And I do think that people are waking up, Alex. I do think that people are really upset, and our job is to keep them informed. And I'm happy that people are finally able to not trust the information that they're given. And this whole process, this whole election, has made people distrust these folks even more. And as much as we can do to inform the people directly, that's what we got to do.
I agree with you. What else are you working on that's big? When's the next shoe drop?
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of things going on. We're saving our best stuff for August, September, because that's when the general election is. But we do have people. I've said this publicly. I'll say it again. We have people who are employed by Hillary Clinton's campaign, like paid by her campaign. People who are working with me, citizen journalists, who have gotten jobs with Hillary Clinton's campaign, and they record 8 hours of video. And they send it back to our servers. We also have servers in Westchester, New York, the Project Veritas server, not in Chappaqua.
You got a lot of guts.
And we have these people reporting and showing the infighting in the campaign, what they're talking about in the campaign, and that will all be released come August and September.
I tell you, you're a man's man, and so is your crew. A lot of amazing people there. Mr. O'Keefe, we want to absolutely just say Godspeed, ProjectVeritas.com. And, hey, You know we love you. Please give us some of those exclusives, or at least come on the day all that breaks. I know that you're out there working so hard. Thank you for all the hard work, sir.
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I really admire that guy. That guy is a rock star, superstar when it comes to journalism and defending freedom. He's an example for us all. So is his organization. Pray for him. Support him. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Strange days have found us. Strange days are here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
Strange days are here.
Strange days have tracked us down.
They're going to destroy us. Camille Paglia, who is a true intellectual, I've read several of her books, a lot of her writings, she actually knows what she's talking about, has come out and said, Hillary wants to make this all about sexism and all about women versus men. This is about elitism and bitter garbage and insiders playing games. Donald Trump's the way to go. It doesn't matter that Donald Trump hires more women for executive positions than any other executive out there. They've done studies on it. It doesn't matter that he doesn't have any history of abusing women or anything wrong. They're just going to say he does. While they defend radical Islam that turns women into total slaves. It's not about sexism, she says. Camille Paglia on Trump. Hillary's restless bitterness and the end of elites. A Salon story. It's good to see Salon get it right occasionally instead of promoting pedophilia like they've done in five different articles in the last year. I mean, give me a break. Keep your hands off my kids. Keep your hands off their minds, too, you control freaks. All right, I want to get into the coal mine news that I mentioned because it's not about coal miners. It is, but it's bigger than that. It's about screwing everyone over in their face. But first, I want to get into the Republican establishment saying the Republican Party's dead because of Trump. And Herbert Walker Bush and George Bush saying they won't be part of the party because Trump said it. I mean, they say he's discredited it. These are the people bringing in world government, deindustrializing us, that launched all the evil wars that have been rejected, just like we reject Hillary. We don't reject Jeb Bush because he's a white guy. We reject him because he's from a serial killer's family and a con man. Same thing with Hillary. And I shouldn't have to sit up here and say, I'm against Hillary because she's an evil person, not because she's a woman. I would vote for a good woman so quick it'd make my head spin. I mean, it's not even debatable. As if the grassroots birthplace of the Renaissance is against women. How did the West ever get to the point where we think we are the creators of all oppression? Because we are where so much of the liberty movement started worldwide. We are the prime suspects because we're so liberal. We love our daughters so much. We love our sons so much. We love everybody. That at least was a large vein of Renaissance culture in the last 500 years. And you just compare the history of the West in the last 500 years to everybody else, and it is enlightened. It is awesome compared. It's got a lot of problems. But it's where the world learned to start trying to truly progress. And then you get this leftist, communist, globalist, anti-human garbage saying they're the progressives. It's scary. I'm going to get to these clips here in a moment and get into the coal mining story and then open the phones up and take some of your calls. You can also call in if you want to talk to Wayne Madsen with any 2016 questions. He's got a lot of breaking news coming up. But first, I kept saying we're extending it one day, the last few days, and I just called him up and I said, look, I'm going to stop arguing every day about extending the sale. Our major suppliers in Utah, super high-quality, affordable food. I said, I want to get the maximum I can push this contractually as a private labeler and what your factory can supply. They said, okay, at current sales rates, we can go until Sunday. And because our rule at My Patriot Supply is to get it out within a week. And because they're so fresh, such high quality. And we private label, able to sometimes get around their already lowest prices to the very lowest prices in the industry. Because they got a lot of other distributors and suppliers, and quite frankly, a lot of folks don't like prices down there with, 10% profit or whatever. They want 30%, 40%, or 50% and sell less. That's not how I work. I want the deal I'd want. I want a relationship. I want you to get quality food. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to know you got a good deal on it. And I hope you don't ever have to use it with talk of revolution and war and the economy and the bubbles and the elites running into bunkers and all the craziness. I hope that we're prepared, we're ready, and that we don't have to use the storable food, but it's not like insurance you get for fire. You never have a fire for 50 years or auto insurance for a decade. You don't have a wreck. You're like, well, at least I didn't ever have a wreck. Yeah, but you wasted all that money. With storable food, let's say things get better in 5 years. You eat it, tastes as good as the day you bought it, super high quality. This is insurance you don't lose on. In fact, with inflation going up, you probably gain money in many different analyses. So 30 to 40% off, depending on the package. We have the full spectrum of My Patriot and InfoWars Select, exact same food, side by side. You can buy it My Patriot, their full selection, or you can buy it from InfoWars Select. It's the exact same food. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsSelect.com is affordable food. But you can find it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And because we have sold a lot of food the last few weeks, I am in a better position to really send a full crew to Bilderberg next month, to send a giant crew to Cleveland and to the DNC in Philadelphia, and to send a crew to Oregon this weekend to cover the anti-free speech social justice warriors, and to hire a couple more reporters, and to be able to get some bonuses into these well-deserved reporters that, quite frankly, aren't paid that much. So thank you for your support, folks. We are hardcore patriots that love freedom, and whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds or whether it's high-quality water filtration systems or whether it's the super high-quality nutraceuticals, they're all 10% off right now as part of this preparedness special. And I'm going to run that until next Wednesday, and that's the day that ends. But this Sunday it ends to get 30 to 40% off on the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of Supermel Vitality. It's just a bunch of known cold-pressed organic herbs that just get your body and your glands operating the way God intended them to. All I know is it's changed my life. I've lost weight, libido, stamina. It's incredible. Quite frankly, I said, look, I know that formulas similar to Supermel that are cold-pressed are $100, and ours is basically half that. But I said, I want to come out with one that is organic but dry herbs, so it's a bigger dose but not as powerful, kind of a poor man's Supermel Vitality. And it's not a poor man's, but it's very inexpensive, $24, $26. Similar dry powder brands are $80 that you buy at major stores, and they're worth it, in my view. And a lot of folks argue with me in marketing. They go, listen, shell for more. There's more perceived value. I will not play that game, ever. I need to be punched in the nose the day I do, okay? Anyways, the point is, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your support, and I want you to be blown away by Anthroplex. Now, be careful with it, because I've had some temper issues. I'll just be honest. And I already had them, so if you don't have a temper problem, it's not a game. In fact, consult your physician. This is all seen as FDA grass, recognized safe. That's a whole law. We don't sell anything that isn't seen as grass. That doesn't mean grass on the ground, folks. It's a law. But still, whether it's the liver cleanse or X2 or Anthroplex, consult a physician because it may interact with something you're taking or whatever. This is powerful stuff. You may detox big time on the liver cleanse. You may detox big time on the X2 Nation Iodine because you're already so deficient and your thyroid was already about to go over the edge. So buyer beware. We're not selling sugar water. These aren't placebo. Easter bunny eggs, baby. Okay? Just get that and know it. Experience it for yourself. But after I detoxed it for 3 weeks on Survival Shield X2, it was like when I carry one of my kids when they were little up a big, you know, mountain or something, you know, a couple thousand feet. And when you finally take your 4-year-old off your shoulders, you feel like you're flying. About 3 weeks into this, I felt like crud for about a week. And Dr. Grip predicted that. But, man, after that, it was just like all the stuff came out of my skin. Other things happened. I mean, it was spectacular. Because it was an element I needed all along that wasn't available in the food chain, basically, for most people. I know I was deficient. Okay, I'm going to stop plugging right there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. And support our affiliates, support our local sponsors, become a sponsor. That's what it's all about. And spread the word. Let's say you don't have two pennies to rub together. Fine. You're incredible. You can take action and send people to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video and audio feeds and Droid and iPhone apps that are all free and the audio and video feeds. You can tell folks about InfoWars.com/newsletter to get the videos and the articles sent right to them. You can tell people about the local station you're listening to. Get in the fight. Get off the bench. Realize history's happening. It's only going to get crazier here on out. Let me tell you, it's going to get so crazy that many people you know that wouldn't wake up and wouldn't get involved before, they're going to get involved because the veneer of civilization is peeling off like a heat shield on the space shuttle coming back into orbit and coming back into the atmosphere. I'm going to stop right there. I want to get into the coal mine situation, but first let's cover this. The outrageousness. Here's the CNN article. There's video up on their site. I'm not going to play it here. And you've heard this from all the different parrots, the repeaters, are like a tree of monkeys, all the Republican establishment up there throwing you-know-what at us and telling us it's pumpkin pie. With Trump in, Bush will not participate, close quote, in White House contest. As if that crazy man participates in anything. He was never even president. He was a puppet. Cheney ran the show. President George W. Bush, the fake Texan. I'm just sick of people coming down here and doing it in Texas's name, like Ted Cruz and, you know, George Bush and all these guys. I love folks from Connecticut, but go be criminals in Connecticut. President George W. Bush, LBJ was a Texan and was a criminal. We get the blame for that one. President Super Texan, he was the real deal, a criminal version. Look out. President George W. Bush is staying out of presidential campaign politics, a spokesman said Wednesday, an announcement that came just after Donald Trump became the Republican Party's presumptive nominee. President Bush does not plan to participate or comment on the presidential campaign, Bush spokesman Freddie Ford told CNN. And that's because he's hopped up on so many psychotropics painting in his bathtub. Remember that? That guy is gone, gone, gone. Gone to drink. Gone to pills. Gone, gone, gone. I have already drunk your money, he said, to quote True Grit. And it goes on how the Republican establishment is against him, as if that means something. You have a discredited warmonger saying he doesn't like you, and these other people, and Dick Cheney, and all the rest of them, and I've got one here with John McCain, the Keating Five swindler. It goes on and on. Not a war hero. He was in the lavish area with the prostitutes and the fine meals. He was a guy that said whatever they wanted. I mean, I've interviewed the folks that were in the Hanoi Hilton with him. But he's a war hero, according to these traitors. Well, Glenn Beck, who really is so irrelevant, I don't want to even attack him. I wish he would have turned around. I wish he would have stopped. He has been lying about us 24/7. I've had lawyers look at what he said before, and they said, undoubtedly you'd win this, but you don't want to waste your time doing that, do you? And I said, no, he's so discredited that it doesn't matter what he said about me. What he said about me didn't hurt me. But he always is there to deceive conservatives and libertarians and to defeat movements at key periods. And that was his total commitment, his job to do, even if he destroyed himself. And he is now a shadow of his former self on ratings, you name it, his money, everything. He claims he's real proud of that you know, he did all this. The guy's a piece of work. And he says we'll never have another Republican president now because of Donald Trump. Not because of killing a million Iraqis and George Bush and not Clinton, you know, keeping the sanctions on and killing hundreds of thousands and Albright saying it was okay. Not all the NSA spying, not all the torture, not all the open borders, not all the globalism. None of that matters. All that matters is that Donald Trump said, oh, we can't bring in any Muslims right now if we're not checking their IDs. I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, hey, well, listen, Mexico has some of the toughest immigration things out there. We've got to control our border. We're allowed to have a border. We got bad deals with China. His mistake was thinking he'd try to be president and just take a few of the bowling balls tied to our legs, the ball and chains off. Because this whole crew, like George Will, says we don't count your votes. We don't listen to the plurality of the people. We are sovereign. That means royal. We're royal. He actually said, we're royal, you don't count. And these collection of bought-off minions get together and just say, we've arrived, we rule, like North Korean Communist Party members. You don't think Kim Jong-un knows what an idiot he looks like. Neither does Glenn Beck. He doesn't know what he looks like. He doesn't know how stupid it is to go, congratulations, Ted, the voters have spoke. You just swept 8 states. No voting happened. Of course that backfired on Cruz. We're not that far down the rat hole. Here's what tyrants always do. They push, they push, they push, they push, they push, they push. They get away with it over and over and over again and think these people will pull up with anything. There's nothing they won't do. And suddenly Nero goes crazy and just goes, I want my palace to be the whole city. Burn the city. Everybody finds out he did it. He becomes so hated, he supposedly committed suicide. They killed him. Not that the Roman elite were good at that time. They were very corrupt. But he was bad for business. And that's what these people are like. They just don't get that they're out in the open going, I'm wearing a sweater tied around my neck like I'm Thurston Howell and sitting here in a mock oval office on a power trip bragging about how I've got the guy that does Oreos and American Idol and Disney. Everyone runs from American Idol and Oreos in your audience. They're political. They're patriots. They're involved. They're awake. They don't want to see you ferrying around, taking your acting lessons and fake crying with all your boyfriends around you, telling us about how you hired someone from mainstream TV. Oh, we're so impressed. Oh, tell us. Did you talk to Jay-Z? Oh, do you know someone in Hollywood? Oh. I'm skipping this network break, too. Just doing it. It's a sacrifice of the tithe. We're doing it. This guy doesn't care about anything but controlling reality. He wants you to get reality from him. See, I want you to open your eyes up and see reality from your perspective and then tell me what you're seeing. To where? Does that register? Are we pretty much on the same page? Oh, you need a different angle? Oh, wait, you're right from your angle. Thank you for bettering me. Here's what I see. Oh, that bettered you? Good, thank you. We've got a better optics on this. Yeah, how are we going to get this species to the next level? Oh, yeah, you're on the team. Oh, I am too. Oh, yeah. You see, pro-human, absolutely energized. These are a bunch of backstabbing Eddie Haskell, wannabe cool guys in high school that prey on everyone. And they don't want you out in the light. They don't want you empowered because then you don't need him. And I'm not going to attack him anymore, even though I know they work behind the scenes to get us off stations. They threaten stations we're on, reportedly, that you can't have us if you have him. I mean, so, hey, Glenn, I say we get 10 million YouTube video views a week. I just try to be conservative. It's like 20 million. That's just one venue. I say 5 million Facebooks. It's like 10 million Facebook views. Just the videos, jerk. We're on over 170 stations. We're huge all over the world. We're exploding. We've got all these outlets, TV stations picking us up without us even asking. Hey, but we're exploding. And then you sit over there and you try to act like you're the big mothership and everyone wants what you've got. No, they don't want what you got. And you thought you'd be able to steal the election from the people, regardless of who Trump is. It doesn't matter. You thought you'd sit there and tell people to fast. What is it about these psychopaths that they want to be cult leaders and have fawning groups following them around as God? What is it? And psychopaths always wear little nerdly, non-threatening outfits. They always act real wimpy because they're like raging goblins behind the scenes. But they want to act real, because the prey wants to creep up on you, see? They're real, oh, hi, I'm Glenn Beck, I'm creeping up, oh, how you doing? See? I'm wearing a little non-threatening outfit. I'm kind of nellying around. That's all his cover, folks. So let's hear from this Nelly, this candy pants right now. Here he is.
But here's what happens. Because Donald Trump...
Pause and rewind that. You know, I actually have a really great voice, but instead I just kind of honk like a goose because I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm pouring it all out. I have trouble breathing right now. I'm so upset. And a lot of times it's almost unlistenable. I get it. But if I wanted to hear my voice, I could sit there and, yeah, we could really talk about this right now with each other and discuss the whole state of the world and look at different articles and talk about a Pew survey that shows 57% say America first. Why isn't it higher? Why is it only 57% that aren't proud to say it's okay to say your country's first? Who's going to stand up for you if it isn't your country? You organize a system based on what's better for the people because outside countries will come in and take you over. Hi, it's Alex Jones here, and I want to just sit back real relaxed in a living room to try to put you to sleep here and just listen to me. Everything's going to be all right. I'm really into hypnotism. I've really taken classes on that. He admits he has. To just hear my priest, God says, join me. Let's listen to him. Sitting back with all the mics perfectly tuned. everything angulated with him creeping up to the microphone, creeping up like a vampire, like Nosferatu. She's in her nightgown. He's untying the lace. I mean, you know, just... Predator! Predator! I mean, alert! 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 He's got like a sheep's outfit on. He's a little skinny, ugly wolf, yellow eyes. Like, shut up, don't do that. Okay. Oh, hi, sheep. Mind if I put my mouth around your neck to love you a bit? Here, let's go to the failed little wolfie. Let's go to him. Here it is.
But here's what happens.
Oh, no, stop. Back it up again. I'm sorry. Here's what happens. Here's what happens when you love your voice. Here, let me talk like him. Infowars.com. Exclusive. Conch. Soros insiders attempt to take over Trump campaign. Establishment in ditch effort to co-opt New York billionaire. It's all about, he's going to tell you what happens. He's going to tell you the reality. Oh, he's always in the hospital. Feel sorry for me. Buy my products. I'm in the hospital. I'm really skiing, but I'm in the hospital. I'm wearing a new little sweater. A new little sweater with a smiley face. Get in my ice cream truck. Oh, hi, little girl. I've got free ice cream inside. Oh, mommy said don't. What about the little puppy? Ever seen a Cheweenie? My name's Glenn Beck. Do you know about what happened to my mommy? Let's go ahead and go back to Glenn Beck.
But here's what happens.
Oh, here's what
because
happens.
Donald
back
Trump
him up again. I'm sorry. Here's what happens. Now, here's what happens. Let's go back to him. Here it is.
But here's what happens. Because Donald Trump is the GOP candidate, and I believe Hillary Clinton is going to win because of this, you will never elect another GOP person to high office ever again.
This is his mission.
Because what's going to happen is you are now going to have Hillary Clinton legalize as many voters as you can. Mm-hmm. The GOP is going to be completely racist, whether it's true or not, because of Donald Trump. You will never have another Republican president ever again.
All right, let me say this to him and his whole fake authoritarian garbage. Let me be totally insincere and try to be like an actor and just say, here's what's going to happen to you, Glenn Beck. Talk radio is moving into its final phases in the old format, and you are universally reviled by everyone you work with because what a nasty, narcissist, messiah complex person you are, and you're going to accelerate towards bankruptcy. And the Republican Party, run by neocon, warmongering Rockefeller Republicans who've been hijacking the party for the social engineers, are going to be run out of the party. And you better hope you don't push too far. And many of you end up getting arrested for treason. And we're going to expose your globalist plan with China and others that have sold out our industrial base. And we're going to restore this republic and defeat the social justice warriors and the sickening engineers that hope to bring this country down. And we're going to secure our borders. We're going to deport the criminal illegals and promote good, legal, honest immigration and promote Americana once again. And we're going to bring back the 1950s culture of family, but in a modern, inclusive way for everyone. And we're going to be Americana 1776 worldwide. And the reign of globalist manipulating and controlling the two-party duopoly is over. And you are over. And you are discredited. And you're circling the toilet bowl. And it's well known that you've announced you want to move to Israel or something to claim you're a messiah. Because even though you have a much smaller audience, you can then milk millions out of each family that's there, hundreds of thousands, and that basically then maybe you'll tell them all to wear Nike tennis shoes, drink barbiturates and vodka, and fly off to Hale-Bopp. Glenn Beck, your next stop is Hale-Bopp Cult, filth. You little rat, you've been destroyed. You destroyed yourself. Just like a face in the crowd, you disingenuous traitor to humanity, you piece of crap, you rat filth.